It's no secret by now that arts education in our schools is in trouble, but for every budget cut, there's a determined educator somewhere with a mission to keep the arts alive. That's the kind of energy you get from productions like the Kaimuki High School Performing Arts Center's Once on This Island, which is running now. It features 33 students from Oahu Public Schools, and director of program, M.J. Matsushita, is on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, M.J.
Good morning.
How long have you folks been doing this program?
Let's see. We started in 1987 with Peggy Ann Sigmund, and
yes.
Her first show was West Side Story.
Who we just talked to a little while ago on the show.
Yeah, there you go.
So there's an ongoing, you're kind of passing the torch, yeah, as years go by.
Yeah, I took over 14 years ago when mm-hmm. she decided she wanted to reduce a little bit, and I needed to increase my job a little bit more. So I got to be the chief meeting goer and everything.
All right, lucky you.
Yeah.
Well, I've certainly found when I see youth theater enterprises, the one thing that never is lacking is enthusiasm. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, and totally, and so incredibly so. These kids have so much energy. It kind of drains the adults because it's like, how on earth can you have all of that there?
Yeah.
And the talent here in Hawaii, you know, giving public school students just any kind of a chance, they just take it and run. It's kind of amazing.
In part of that, you know, it's kind of how pressure builds up, right? In the absence of a place to go, that
yes.
drive seems to get more intense.
Yes, totally.
So how do you harness all that energy, MJ?
I have a very good production staff. My director, Michael Ng, is really great at pulling character out of these students, most of whom have never been on stage before.
Yeah.
My choreographer, who is new with us this year, Dwayne Sakaguchi, has been just working them to death in rehearsals. They leave after 3 hours of nonstop dance, just drained, tired out, and they go home and either sleep or do homework.
Well, if they've got the energy, it's there to be used, right?
Exactly. And if you don't tap it, it comes out in ways that are just usually not very good.
What are the things about, you know, as you say, a lot of your students have never been on stage before. What are the things that are sort of the most important for the novice to understand about theater?
Commitment, focus, how to have fun, on your feet problem solving, and just being able to emote a character, sing, dance, and characterize all at the same time.
How do you address stage fright?
We tell them to channel their butterflies as best as possible. And it's mostly, we haven't really had any instances of students not being so afraid that they couldn't actually go out on stage lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out of rehearsal. They just do it over and over and over again. So by the time they get in front of an audience, it's nothing new. They can harness that without any too much problems.
Well, you know, there's another thing that I think happens with extensive rehearsal, which is a kind of a mental and physical muscle memory, yeah?
Oh, yes, totally. Yeah, these kids have to learn a very huge amount of information and body movements and in a very relatively short amount of time. And I have to say they're really up for the challenge. It's quite amazing.
Do you find that they welcome being put in situations where a great deal is expected of them?
Our kids, yes. And if they're not willing to take that step, they usually don't last beyond the first week. We tell them right up front that the commitment to this show is a huge undertaking, and they need to be able to commit to that one. And those who can't, they don't make it very far.
Because it isn't everybody who can, right?
No, there's some people that they just can't, for various reasons, outside community, parents, whatever, their general life, they just can't make that commitment to any one thing like that. And it's kind of hard to say, I don't think you can, will be able to continue at this point. But every once in a while, yeah, that does happen.
I would think most of the time kids could figure that out for themselves. That they may be promised more than they, or they thought they could deliver more than they can, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a few every once in a while that realize that they bit off a little bit more than they can chew, and we have to do quite a bit of counseling when it comes down to that point.
But also you see, for the ones who do, you know, go for the full ride, you can really see how it changes them, can't you?
where these kids start in November at the auditions and where they end up on stage is quite incredible. I mean, a lot of our kids have never danced, never done any kind of choreography. They barely know their right foot from their left foot. But mm-hmm. then when they get out there at the end of a 3-month process, they're doing pirouettes. They're all over the place. They're doing complex choreography and singing like you could never believe that a kid could sing.
You think it's easier to learn all that at once when you're at that age?
Yes. They have the mental capacity to be able to suck all of that stuff in much faster than us seniors can do. I can guarantee that.
Because it does seem amazing from our point of view, MJ, doesn't it?
Yeah. Every time, it's always amazing when you see where they start and where they end up.
At the same time, I would think that for you doing this job, that the students themselves would be kind of an energy source, yeah?
Well, we try to take a little bit of that energy in every once in a while when we're putting in 14, 16-hour days for all of this stuff. And I keep telling people who ask how it is that teachers and people in drama in particular handle it, and they said, well, these kids will either age you faster or they'll keep you young. You have to just decide which way you're going to channel that.
Well, you've made your choice, MJ. It was good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. MJ Matsushita is the director of Once on This Island, a production of the Kaimuki High School Performing Arts Center. Performances run the next 2 weekends at the Kaimuki High School Auditorium, and you can get more information on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.